So behavior-specific praise. When you are in the middle of your instruction, you have given your students instructions and everyone is working. Suppose Johnny, he's off coloring or doing something that he's not supposed to be doing. You don't want to call him out in front of the class. That could be embarrassing. But if Johnny's supposed to be with Michelle and her group, you praise Michelle. Michelle, I love how you're sitting and you're writing and you're having a discussion with Sally. I really appreciate you guys following directions. Then that's going to tell Johnny, I want that kind of praise. I want my teacher to be proud of me and what I'm doing. Johnny's going to go back to doing what he's supposed to be doing so that he can get that praise as well. You walk around and then you go back to Johnny. Oh, Johnny, Ms. Brown is so proud of you. I'm so glad how you're interacting with your group. In that moment, he's the happiest kid in the world. So next time, Johnny may not be so quick to veer off and do something else. He's going to do what he's supposed to be doing because he wants that praise specific to what he's supposed to be doing. And he wants everybody to hear it.